Amen. Well, we're coming up to day two of our morning revival time. So if you open to, that is page number six in your booklet. And I think the topic here is very apropos, so we'll just stay with this topic on confessing and repenting. Concerning our personal time with the Lord and developing our habit with the Lord in the personal time, this experience of repenting and confessing should be normal with us, and it should come up with us. We never graduate from confessing our sins. No matter how long we've been in the Lord, I've been saved more than, I was baptized 60 years ago, so I've known the Lord for a long time. You never graduate, because as 1 John mentions, and we have a few verses here from 1 John, 1 John chapter 1 mentions, if we say we don't have any sin, we are lying. So even after we are believers, after we are saved, we still fail and we still sin. And we still, maybe as you get older, your sins are not as evident or as gross. They may be more, somewhat even in our intention and in our motive, but we still sin. We sin a lot with our mouth. We sin a lot with our mind. We still sin. And so we do need to confess and to repent. But if you read the reading later, you'll see Brother Lee mentions in this portion that when we come to the Lord, our goal is just to contact Him. So that's what we talked about a little bit yesterday, and we want to emphasize that again this morning. Our goal is fellowship with the Lord, to get into His presence, to open up to Him, open our heart to Him, give Him the opportunity to open His heart to you. In other words, we don't talk all the time. We should be open to listen to Him through the Word and so forth. We should be open. Our goal is to have fellowship. So our goal is not just to confess. So when you come to the Lord in the morning to spend your time with the Lord, don't now go back over yesterday. Okay, now, how many sins did I commit yesterday? Let's see. Oh, I did this, I did that. Don't try to, list all the things that you have done wrong. That's being introspective. That will not help your fellowship with the Lord. That's just kind of looking at yourself and how poor I am. And so that we do not want to do that. What we want to practice is just to open and come to the Lord. If there are sins there, if there's something there, something we did or said or something, the Lord will shine on that. We don't have 1 John 1:5, but let's open to 1 John 1:5. 1 John is a chapter on fellowship, and it defines the fellowship. There's a marvelous footnote there. This is not what I want you to study this morning, but just for your own study and for your own knowledge, that 1 John is the subject of the whole book of 1 John is the fellowship of life. And so John begins with this matter of that which we have seen and heard, we report to you that you also may have fellowship with us, and our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. The word fellowship implies the Spirit, so all of the Trinity are mentioned in the beginning of this book. But let's read verse 5 together. And this is the message which we have heard from Him and announced to you, that God is light.
And in Him there's no darkness at all.
This is a very crucial verse. Concerning the truth, it's important, but concerning our experience, it's very important. God is light. Don't try to be the light. Don't try to, dig out something and shine the flashlight on yourself. This morning I woke up and the power was out, so I had my little flashlight to walk around, Don't try to do that in your morning time, And we let the Lord is light. He will let you know. You will realize when you open to Him in the morning, if there's something in the way, you will feel, I can't get through. What's wrong? And just open. Lord, is there anything in the way? Just ask Him. And if He tells you something specific, that's what we confess. Amen. Now, there's a little booklet called The Precious Blood of Christ, which I would encourage you all to read if you haven't read that. and to get a copy if you don't have a copy of that. You know, it's a little booklet, Precious Blood of Christ. And it mentions this one point that I want to emphasize this morning. God is very specific. When you come to Him and open to Him in the morning, if there is some sin there or something He wants to bring up to you, you will know specifically that you said something to someone that you shouldn't have said, or that you took something from someone that you forgot to give it back. He will mention something very specifically. Now, on the flip side, the devil is the accuser of the brethren. So he will accuse you of, you're such a terrible brother. You're just full of sin. It's nothing specific. It's all general. So that's how we know. That's the accusation of the enemy. If you just feel like you're just terrible, you're bad, and I'm such a bad brother, then that's the enemy's attack. And you say, no, Satan, you're a liar. The Lord will shine, and I have the blood. Sometimes I tell him, you're the sinner, and you don't have the blood because you're not a man. There's no forgiveness for the fallen angels. There's no blood for them. But we have the precious blood of Christ. So when we open to the Lord, if He shines something specific, then we confess. He may bring up a couple of things. That's okay. Just confess them as He comes. He won't, in my experience, He will not bring up too many things. He doesn't bring up more than we can bear in one session or something like that. He's just very gracious and full of love toward us, but He does want us to confess our sins and get our sins out of the way, because our sins separate us from God. There's a precious verse that says, you know, is the Lord's ear too heavy that He cannot hear, or His hand is not strong enough to save? It says, no, but your sins, your iniquities, have separated you from your God so that He will not hear. So if we have sins, He will not hear. He wants to shine on those sins. They separate us from God. And this chapter talks a lot about that. So I want to mention this one thing, especially for some of the younger ones or newer ones among us. You've been saved a shorter amount of time. You have received the life of God. Amen? Amen. Amen. You are a child of God. Amen. You are a son of God. Amen. And that is a matter of life. You have received the eternal life. You have eternity in your new heart. And you can never lose that. Your relationship with God as a child of God, as the Son of God, and His being your Father, your Heavenly Father, you can never lose that. That relationship is unbreakable. And you can never lose that. But your fellowship with God, your relationship with Him in contacting Him and in opening to Him and in listening to Him, your conversation with Him can be broken if there is sin in the way. So His ear is not too, you know, heavy that He can't hear. I think that's Isaiah 59. But because our sins separate us, He will not hear. So that's the difference. Many Christians confuse that and think if their fellowship with God is broken, that means I lost my salvation. That's impossible. You cannot lose the eternal life you have received. You cannot. No matter what you do. I'm not encouraging you to rob a bank, but if you rob a bank, you're still a son of God who has robbed a bank and needs to go to jail. But you're still a son of God in jail. Okay? So you have to take care of this society, and you did something wrong. You know, if you speed and you get a ticket, you got to pay the ticket. Okay? You might need to repent to the Lord for speeding, but you're still a child of God. You're still a son of God, so let's be clear about that, okay? So, but this matter of confession is very crucial. And you do have these verses 8 through 10, and verse 9 is very particular. That's in your booklet there. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. This verse is so precious. He is faithful. He is righteous. So if that's the condition, if we confess, no problem. He will take it out of the way. And once we confess and we feel there's nothing more, then you've reached your goal now of having fellowship with the Lord. So just remain in the fellowship.
Amen.
Just remain in the fellowship. Now, I know we gave you about 40 minutes. I'm assuming we had some fellowship this morning. Maybe some of you, you haven't had that that length of time in a while, so you quite don't know what to do sometimes with 40 minutes, you know. That's okay. So we just want to encourage you, after you open and you have some time and you really can contact the Lord, you have some enjoyment, some fellowship with the Lord, if you don't have anything else to say, or you know, you finished your verse or you finished your going through a hymn, then that's fine. Then why don't you spend the rest of the time either to read your chapter, if you're going through the Bible chapter by chapter, just pick up where you left off and just read the Word. Or if you have your copy of The Pure in Heart, I saw some yesterday morning after they had spent some time with the Lord, just to continue reading in the book there. Or if you're singing a hymn and you want to sing another hymn, just, you know, just spend the rest of the time with the Lord. Now this morning, what time is it now? We want to bring you back. Let me explain a little bit about this. Okay. So again, in learning to have fellowship with the Lord, the main thing we have to overcome is our wandering mind. Our mind will go to Paris, France, or somewhere else, and just take off, and, you know, or, you know, you have things to do, you have, you know, something for school that you forgot to do, or whatever. The enemy will try to distract you with these darts, flaming darts into your mind. So we need to learn to overcome them. And we mentioned yesterday, calling on the Lord is a good way to try to calm your mind down. Sometimes focusing on the verse, to pray over the verse, very helpful. Just to focus on, you know, this verse or another verse would be fine. John 15, 4 and 5, if you don't want to use these 1 John verses, I can recommend to you. The only reason we recommend verses is so you don't waste time trying to think of a verse to read. And, you know, just, you know, oh, any verse, open your Bible, that also might be somewhat of a waste of time. So don't do that. Anyway, there are ways to do this. Sometimes you need to stand up and walk a little bit. Sometimes you need to. Sometimes it's hard for me to sit and have my morning time because I just fall asleep. Okay. It's very hard to have in your bed. Don't try that. It does not work. In your bed. Hey, man, Lord, I'm going to have my time with you. Oh, boom, you're going to be out pretty quickly, okay? So I know many times, it's, you know, I just could stand up and just walk and spend the time with the Lord that way, or, you know, anyway, whatever way is working for you. Some brothers like to be on their knees and spend their time. That's wonderful. Whatever works is fine. And some things work one day and don't work the next day. That's okay, too. Just try something else to get through to the Lord. Now, then we're going to come back at a quarter of, so you're only going to have maybe 20 minutes today, or, yeah, 20 minutes or so. And then we want you to come back, and we'd like to have some testimonies, especially from some of you who may have been practicing this for a while, to help one another. And what we want to hear in your testimony is what you did for that 20 minutes to help you get through to the Lord. Were you distracted? How did you overcome that distraction? Coming in this morning, the sisters were freaking out over a large bug. I mean a large bug. He was pretty big. I got a picture for you, Ken. I want you to see this bug, okay? It might have been one of the largest bugs I've ever seen. I mean, it was, you know, and we picked it up and we let it fly off. And it could have been some sort of a moth. It didn't look like a moth, but it had these huge, like, pincer horns on the front, you know. Okay, so if you're there outside and you see that bug, don't worry. It's not going to bite you. It's not going to hurt you. But anyway, you may have to overcome the bug because the bug is going to get you, you know, in your mind and whatever. Okay, so what we want to hear from your testimony is how you overcame the distractions. Whether they're mental, you know, just thoughts, or whether it's, you know, a bug, or, you know, or whether it's, you know, Julian calling on the Lord too loud, close to you, and then, you know, you couldn't concentrate. There's all kinds of things that happen. And in Brother Lee's lessons for new believers, he talks about this a lot. When we're practicing this, we need to have a set place. and a set time. And here we don't have that, but I mean, we have a set time now, but we don't have a place that you're going to come back to. But when you're in a new environment, sometimes you have to overcome the environment. We started to practice this in the meeting hall in Hall 1 in New York, and we would send the young people, the college students, we had this little informal college training, and we gave them an hour to be with the Lord. And we gave them three or four verses and one or two hymns and go, practice. But you have to overcome your environment. One sister talked about she was in a children's meeting room, and for 45 minutes she's just looking at the walls and all the maps of Jerusalem and Paul's journeys and, you know, and she, oh, wait, oh, I got to spend time with the Lord, you know. You have to overcome. You have to overcome the environment. So anyway, we want to know how you spent your time, what worked. Oh, for 10 minutes I was in my mind, I couldn't get through, and finally I came to the hymn, and that helped me, you know, or I came to the verse, and I broke through it, and I got through to the Lord. We just want to know how you overcame the problems and how you got through to the Lord. We don't want to know what you enjoyed. We certainly don't want to know what sins you confessed. Please do not tell us what sins you confessed. So, you understand? We just want to know how you were able to spend your time profitably and get through to the Lord. Because whatever you need to overcome this morning, someone else is going to have that problem later this week, and your testimony can help them. We can learn from each other through how we, you know, how we practice these things. Okay? So you have 1 John 1, 8 through 10 in your book if you want to use that, or Luke 7, 47, or you can use John 15, 4 and 5. There's a hymn here, God is light, and is that the one? 1197? I think that's God is light, right? God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. We could use that hymn. We could also use 426. Is that, what's 426? Remove my covering, Lord, that I may see thy light. Is that it?
Yeah.
426. Remove my covering, Lord, that I may see thy light. You could use that hymn if you want to use that. Okay? So let's go and spend our time for 20 minutes and come back at 8:45. Yeah, about 20 minutes.